guys, my name is Claudio. Today we're going to talk about the evolution of German and English lyrics, and I'm overjoyed to have two lovely experts here to join me in the conversation. Welcome, Emma and Romy. Nice to have you here. Please give us a brief introduction about what you're doing.
Hey guys, my name is Emma and I'm a music journalist from Germany. I'm 32 years old and I've been working in the music business for 12 years. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you here, Emma.
Hello, my name is Romy. I'm a student from Germany and I'm studying media science.
All right, sounds good. I'm sure you can contribute a lot to our topic today. Well, it's obvious that the lyrics and music have changed over the past 20 years, and I'm keen to hear your opinions. How about we start with you, Emma? What have you experienced in your career as a music journalist?
Yeah, I noticed that too, especially in German hip-hop music. There are significant changes. Let's take a look at hip-hop and rap in the 90s. There were bands like Freundeskreis and Blumentopf.
Blattspiel an Regen wie den Sintflug, das Vordach, die Insel, wir waren wie Strandkuh. Ich fand Mut, bin selber überrascht über das Selbstverständnis meines Geständnis. Anna, ich fänd es schön, mit dir auszugehen. Könnt mich dran gewöhnen, dich öfters zu sehen. Anna zog mich an sich mach ich das nicht.
This was Freundeskreis. Here you can see how interesting and meaningful the lyrics are. The way they describe the encounter of the man and the woman in every detail and, yeah, how they fall in love. In American hip-hop, Tupac is a good example of deep lyrics.
Come on, come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, it's like worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch.
Those lyrics had a message. He wanted to have a deep impact on society. In his song Changes, he sings, "Is life worth living? Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull the trigger, kill a nigger." He wants to put emphasis on racism and social discrimination.
Nice examples. I really like those artists and the songs are great. But what's different now?
Well, German hip-hop music changed in around the year 2000, so it became more popular and, well, there were more artists in hip-hop. We have examples like Sido or Bushido. This was Bushido. It is obvious that these lyrics are more sexist and are mostly about money women. Well, and they are also humiliating because, for example, they call each other son of a bitch.
What do you think? Do we have the same changes in American hip-hop?
Yeah, I think we have the same changes. As money and women are really important in German hip-hop, this reminds me also of American hip-hop. For example, we have 50 Cent. In Candy Shop, he's making an obvious sexual offer to women.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I take you to the candy shop.
Okay, we heard some bad examples, but do we still have any good lyrics in German and American music, or is creativity lost?
We still have creativity on lyrics, of course, but it has shifted from hip-hop music to pop and folk music, like Clouseau, Die Toten Hosen or Ketka.
Die Dinge, die wir wollen, sind zwei Paar Schuhe. Nur bitte was für ein Verständnis von Erkennen und Erkenntnis. Wenn ich sage, Geld allein macht auch nicht glücklich, aber irgendwie schon besser, im Taxi zu weinen.
Ketka has very good songs with interesting and poetic lyrics. This song is called Im Taxi Weinen and deals with a question if money does make you happy or not. So they sing money makes you not happy, but it's better to cry in a taxi than in a bus.
I really like this song, it's very emotional. But what about American hip hop?
We still have creativity in the American hip hop music scene. It's very vivid today. Of course, we have bad examples, but there are still more creative things going on in American hip-hop in contrast to Germany. Especially in the underground scene, oh, let's say Frank Ocean, Mos Def.
So we can say that hip-hop music made a step backwards over the years with a lot of sexist and homophobic lyrics.
Yeah, that's right.
But artists, especially in US, who were hidden in the underground and who still want to send a message and have deep lyrics, gain more and more attention and become more popular again. Or, like in Germany, the lyrics shifted to other music genres like pop, folk, singer-songwriter.
Yeah, but fortunately there are positive tendencies in the German hip-hop music scene as well.
All right, we will see how it develops. Unfortunately, time's up, so thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us. Bye!